views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and, of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave with a fresh perspective that you can implement into your life immediately. And so with that, let's get started on today's topic, lessons from the open road. And so as you may or may not know, I don't know that I've really been talking about it too much, but in the last couple of weeks, I set off on a very fun adventure. I had no clue actually really what to expect. I was teaching some of my love, light, and abundance energy clearing workshops down in Arizona, and I had set the intention that when I was done with these workshops that I would actually go out on the open road and stop in several cities that I wanted to teach in to finalize additional workshops. And so I've been really, really fortunate. My assistant's been really helping me to reach out to several studios, several yoga studios and communities, healing communities, to get these set up. And what I've been finding for me personally, what's been working the best is, you know, reaching out and then introducing myself in person, really connect to my energy and see who I am as a being and how I show up. And so that's the intention that I had set out doing from Phoenix. And Phoenix is a great sort of launching point because, you know, I ended up driving, starting with New Mexico. So I started driving through New Mexico, and you can reach a lot of places just sort of from Arizona. And so it was so interesting to see the things that wanted to unfold in the time that I was embarking on these in these workshops. And so first of all, actually, let's talk about a little bit about what happened with one of the workshops that I did out in Phoenix. And so it's really, really interesting because, you know, many times we get conditioned to think about things as like good or bad, right? Like if you get, for instance, like in this scenario, it's like if I get a lot of people in the workshop, that's good. If I don't, that's bad. And a lot of the work that I've been doing is really shifting my perspective on that because part of what I feel, like for me, what I've been seeing over and over and over again is this reinforcement that everything that is occurring is good. And so, and what I mean by that is really all about, even if I don't get, quote unquote, a lot of people in a workshop, that's good. Like that's supporting me. And, you know, for example, that can be supporting me to open to more of an abundance mindset. That can be supporting me in terms of like, it could be an opportunity for me to practice what, you know, to really practice and refine my workshop so that when I do have 20, 30 people, which I've had in a lot of my workshops, But when I do have that, then it, you know, it goes really smoothly and it's really in flow. And it actually had been a little bit of time since I had taught my last workshop. So it was a really good, this time around, you know, I didn't have as many people, and it was a really good refresher for me to go, okay, here's where I need to button up certain things, right? Here's where this one thing could flow smoother. Here's where I could hold a stronger space. And so I take everything that's happening as like, it's always serving me. And it was interesting because there was a person in my workshop who had really strong masculine energy. So she was a female, but, you know, just like my journey where I had strong masculine energy for a really long time. Of course, you know, we tend to attract like, right? So, and I tend to attract old versions of myself in my workshops, which is awesome. And so there was this one lady who was there who was in that strong masculine energy. And it was a really good reminder for me of how historically in the past, where I can get off center, if there's like a stronger, you know, more dominant energy that I can get pulled off center. And just a really good lesson in how I want to show up, how I want to hold space, and how, you know, I can allow that to happen, and how I, you know, I want to make sure to be really mindful of that so that that doesn't happen in workshops moving forward. So there was just several examples of different things, that being one of them, where these things that would happen, and I was like, oh, good reminder. Like, I need to make sure to be mindful of that. And so even though I would say that the workshop didn't go exactly as I, you know, would have hoped or would have planned, I felt like it really served me because of these opportunities and these reminders of like, here's how you can tighten up this part of your workshop. Here's how this can really serve an entire, you know, group and an entire any of the participants that are coming to the workshop. So that in itself was really beautiful. And one of the things that I started to realize as I, you know, got on the open road and even just from, you know, that one workshop, and that I hadn't been totally conscious of or totally tuned into. So the title of the workshops at this point has been Love, Light, and Abundance Energy Clearing Workshops. And that's a great title. And it's something, you know, that is semi-resonant with my work. But what I wasn't fully tuned into, per se, is the fact that, so the work that I do, everyone that sees me, you know, the work and experiences these workshops, they have a very deep experience. I always get constant feedback about that the way that things get cleared very quickly, things that where, you know, people that have worked with other healers and therapists that they've spent years trying to heal, and then something, you know, will happen. Like recently I had worked with a client in our first two sessions, right? We're working together more long term, but in our first two sessions, her pattern of ruminating and obsessing, which for those of you guys who aren't familiar with that, with what that looks like, basically, like, you get focused in on, is this going to work out? And you keep circling through it over and over and over again, which it's really important to note that if you do have that pattern, many times what creates that pattern and why we function from that pattern over and over and over, and this is something I'm learning because I had this pattern years ago and I was able to undo it, and I've since then helped tons of clients to undo their own version of this. But many times when something happens in our childhood and we feel like it's out of our control, we somehow subconsciously internalize, like, we end up blaming ourselves for that. So my example of this was, you know, when my dad left, and I, even though obviously I had nothing, you know, quote unquote, to do with that, like, I subconsciously blamed myself, and that started what I believe started my ruminating pattern, right? Where I was like, maybe I can change this. Maybe if I show up differently, all these versions that we play out. And so many times that's in general what causes a ruminating pattern. But what people experience in my work, and what, you know, this last person that I was working with, what she experienced was literally, if you take the energy off of that, which is what I do in my session, like, we were literally able to clear the ruminating pattern. She's like, I've never shown up this way. So this woman is in her 50s or 60s, and she's like, I've literally never been able to shift this pattern or to undo this pattern or anything. And literally in two sessions, you know, after 50 or 60 years of her practicing this and going through this over and over and over again, we were able to clear a huge part of it. So just something to kind of plant the seed. But what I'm realizing with the title of my workshop is it's not fully aligned with the actual work that I do. So actually moving forward, I'm changing the name of these workshops to be Clearing Patterns and Pain. And that is at the heart of the work that I do. So, you know, if you are right now I'm going to be out in the West, actually starting in the fall, but you can go to my website at www.deborahacker.com/workshops. So just www.deborahacker.com/workshops. And you can find out about, you know, where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in New Mexico, and Colorado's not up there yet, but I will be in Colorado, as well as, I'll be back in Arizona. I'll be in Idaho and Vegas. So just check it out, take a look at it. And, I would love to see you there if this work calls to you, but this workshop is really for people like when you're at that brink, you're ready to go deep. Cause what happens in these workshops is we will go deep and we will go really high. So that's where the love, light, and abundance does like resonate very, very much with me. Cause I take people very high, but first, and just to kind of put out that caveat, it's important to feel and be prepared to go deep. I just want to, encourage you. And actually, I'll be out on the East Coast too, like in Connecticut and in Jacksonville. And there's more workshops that will be coming out in the East Coast as well. But I just encourage you that if you feel called to check that out, I'd love to see you there. I'd love to meet you. If you've been listening to this show for a while, let me know that. I just, I would love to meet and serve as much of the community as possible. But this whole idea with even just changing the title, I really feel like it's a really beautiful lesson in getting started before you're fully ready or getting started before it's perfect. I knew as I was searching for what I would call these workshops, and I've been calling this, this tour of energy clearing workshops, I've been calling it a light tour. So I knew getting started that I would that it's possible that it was going to change. Right. But I needed to I felt very called, just get started. You'll get more information as you go. And so, it's been really fun to see the evolution of, okay, now we're moving from this title, which is not fully me, to a title that is totally embodied in my work. And to see too, what I didn't realize is I had a subconscious belief that people coming into these workshops weren't expecting to go deep. And in the process, what I was doing was I was partially muting my skill set and partially muting my full true self, because I was like, oh, I don't want people to go too deep. They're not looking for that. They're not expecting to cry or experience emotion. They're just not expecting to go deep. And so, I felt myself subconsciously holding myself back. And so I can say genuinely and wholeheartedly that I'm so excited to be changing the title of this workshop, just because I really do feel like it is so, it's so aligned for me. It's so aligned for the people that I can serve the deepest. And I'm just really excited about it. So, but in the process, like I said, it was really important for me just to get started. And so I know many of us have patterns where we want to hold back, or we don't tend to put our full selves out there, our true selves out there, until we have so we got to make sure it's perfect. And I just want to, really implant the seed within you to let you know, it doesn't have to be perfect for you to get started. And really, this whole patterning and this wiring we have of trying to get to some endpoint and trying to make sure something's perfect before we put it out to the world, nothing is ever perfect, because part of the journey is realizing everything's always evolving, right? We're always going to that next level, and then we step it up to the next level, and then we step it up to the next level. And we step it up to the next level. And so just to really, really recognize that peace that lives within you, wherever that is, where you may be holding yourself back to try to get somewhere, or you're like, oh, it's not going to be right. Because as you put your work out in the world, you get more information. And that is a huge and fun piece of the journey, if you can just let go of this idea that it has to be perfect before you put it out there, and just let go of the idea that, or just take in the idea that you're just always internalizing and getting more information. So, that's one piece that was really fun to experience on the open road. And it was fun because, too, I would go into these studios, and literally I had two people within the course of, I think, 24 hours say to me, do you have another name for the workshop? And so it was really fun to have that experience, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, total message. I'm getting the message loud and clear. And I was already having, my guides were kind of downloading me even before I got out, took this trip. They were like, you need to start thinking of another name for this workshop. The workshop title isn't fully aligned for you. And so I really felt that. And so to get that message reinforced, and then just to have this title unfold itself the way it did, it was just a really beautiful thing. And so, you know, along those ideas of good and bad and everything, you know, part of what I loved that was reinforced on this trip was this whole idea of, even when things aren't working out, they are still working out. So, for example, my assistant, part of what I felt was really important in creating my workshops and really and putting out the energy was literally to reach out to any, you know, studio that felt even, you know, somewhat aligned, right? So to really just put a ton of energy into it. And so my sister was putting a bunch of energy into it, and then I was putting a bunch of energy into it. And it felt really, really important to do that. And I will say that what I experienced on this trip, I mean, I really have had very few experiences that just felt like, I've had a ton of experiences like this, but I would say I've had very few experiences at this level that was just like, literally, I felt like the red carpet was being rolled out for me. Like, I can't even, every single place, it just felt, it was really cool to have that sort of that alignment coming into place. But, you know, there's a big piece of this where, you know, many times, like, say, for instance, if I went into a studio, so I would mainly, what I do when I'm creating is I use my intuition to, okay, this is where this feels aligned. I read the energy on it. I mean, that's, you know, it's one of those benefits to, as you get more and more intuitive, and as you more get more connected to yourself, and as you get more connected to the energy, which is possible for, I've mentioned this before, but this is possible for every single person on this planet. Many of you guys who know my story know that 5 years ago, like, I was working in a corporate job. Like, I would never, if somebody said, are you intuitive? I would have said no. Like, or I wouldn't have said, you know, oh yeah, absolutely. And you can peel back the layers of our inherited truths, our patterns. You can peel back those layers to reveal your true self, and all of our true selves are. So I do want to plant that. But so, you know, as I was setting up these workshops and as I was going to these places, I would use my intuition and say, okay, this one feels really aligned, this one feels really aligned, this feels really aligned. And I was like, sometimes timing-wise, it would work out where I would end up stopping by a studio that I knew wasn't as aligned first. And part of that was, okay, just sort of so that I would have the information just in case. And part of that was like, okay, like, I'll put the energy in. So again, I just wanted to say yes and not be like, oh, well, this is going to work out, so I'm not going to go anywhere else. But as I started to do this, and as I would use my intuition to say, I'm going to walk into the first studio and they're going to end up booking the workshop and it's going to be super aligned, which happened many times. As I was doing this, I realized that, you know, when someone would say no to me, or would be sort of, it wouldn't be that easy, or it wouldn't be that clear, or they would kind of just, they wouldn't say no, but they would just be being like polite, but not actually being honest or real. That was also aligned. And how many times do we think, like, you know, do we think, oh, I got rejected, that's bad, right? I mean, you know, I know I used to have that pattern too, where I was like, oh, I got rejected, that's a bad thing. But instead, now I'm choosing to see that even when I get rejected, or something doesn't feel, you know, something doesn't work out, quote unquote, the way that I want it to work out, it's still absolutely 150% working out for me exactly as it should be. And so, and as I started to get clearer and clearer about this, it was cool, because what would happen is, you know, studios that were fully aligned were like a hell yes to it. It was like, it was a no brainer. And so it was one of those things that was just a really beautiful experience to see, again, this red carpet that was being rolled out, but also to see just like, okay, even when I'm getting told no, that's a full alignment for me. And it was in one of these experiences of being told, or walking into the studio and just feeling that alignment, that something really fun happened. And so again, I got the sense I was like, okay, this student could be really good. It could be really aligned for you. And I just, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to trust that. And so I ended up walking into this woman's studio in Boulder. And, you know, we started talking initially. She was talking to me about how she rents the studio. Then she was talking to me about, you know, I mentioned that some studios do splits. So I said, do you do a split? And she said, yeah, we do. And in the process of our conversation, something came up about the fact that I, you know, work with the subconscious and the unconscious and really around patterns. And she said to me, she's never met me before, and I hadn't even emailed her, so she didn't even have any information about my work at all. And it was one of those things where she was like, she's like, oh, my, you know, me and another colleague of hers are teaching a workshop on the subconscious and the unconscious. And she's like, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm catching you on a, you know, you're catching me on a good day or, you know, or what it is. But, you know, I'm just feeling inclined to invite you to come teach at this workshop with us, right? And what's so fun about that, I mean, there's like several things that were fun about that, right? But for a long time, and many of you guys know pieces of my journey, but for a long time, I've been working to create an experience of not feeling like I'm all alone, right? So for the longest time, I've been, you know, creating this experience to be like, okay, I'm not alone in this. I'm doing this myself, you know, all of those pieces. And so to have somebody reflect that to me, to have somebody be like, you don't have to do this alone, like we're going to do this workshop together, and just to have created an experience where it's going to be even easier than me, you know, doing it on my own, just because, you know, obviously it means I have support, right? And this is with one of the owners of the studio, so it just should be a really easy experience. All of that was such a positive reinforcement of where I was, and this idea, you know, one of the ideas that many of you guys may know about, but if you don't, I want to talk about it because I think it's really important. You know, many times we create these experiences around competing, right? And, you know, we feel threatened. We feel threatened by someone doing similar work. We feel threatened by, you know, if we see someone having something in their life that we want. And all of those ideas and all of that energy is all a scarcity thinking, right? You know, because really part of an important piece of moving out of competition and competing and moving into like enough, right? Into the energy of enoughness and moving into abundance. This important piece of that is understanding, like, first of all, seeing as like when somebody has something that you want, first of all, it's proof that you can also have that too. And using that as a sign to say, oh, that's good information. Oh, that must be something that I want. I'm going to move towards that. As opposed to allowing it to make you feel bad, allowing it to, you know, take you down, you know, all the versions that we have around competing or allowing, you know, worrying that there's not enough and that if somebody is doing this, that, you know, there's not enough for you. So there's this shift that's, you know, beginning to happen and I'm experiencing, and I know a lot of my clients are experiencing, where you move out of this competition and out of that scarcity and out of there not being enough, and you move into, okay, there's enough for everyone. There's enough for all of us. And so I just want to, you know, plant that seed within you around that. But I just thought that, you know, that experience of walking into someone who's, like I said, never had experienced my work, never met me, hadn't received an email from me, like knew nothing about me. And within, you know, a half an hour, we ended up talking for quite some time, but for a half an hour, 40 minutes is like, I'm just feeling like I'm feeling called to invite you. Right. And for me, from my part of that, I would say, you know, she's saying, oh, you know, I don't know if you're catching me on a good day. Like, I know. I have a strong understanding of, yeah, I know when something's aligned. I know when just something's meant to line up. And it was just like, this is meant to line up, right? So from my part of that, I would say I just implicitly trust. I implicitly trust I'm being guided. I implicitly trust that I'm in the right place at the right time. You know, I implicitly trust all of that. And so, another fun thing around trusting and being in the right place at the right time, quote unquote, was actually when I was in Idaho. I stopped by the studio, and I had been in conversation with the studio owner, but she, my schedule ended up changing, so I was supposed to be there later on in the week when she actually is there, but instead I ended up deciding to go there earlier in the week. And I knew she wouldn't be there, or the schedule showed that she wouldn't be there. And she, even in our conversations, it seemed implied like she wasn't going to be there. She's like, you know, she doesn't work on Mondays. And so what was interesting about this, so, you know, I ended up stopping by the studio, and at first, actually, like the door was locked. So there was, the class was letting out, but the door was locked, so I couldn't get in. And then the teacher who was there ends up, you know, does open the door for me, and she ends up letting me in, and we take a little tour of the studio, and we're talking a little bit. And at some point, she looks out the window, and she's like, oh my God, there's the studio owner. She's never here on Mondays. And I just was kind of chuckling to myself, because I was like, of course she's here, right? Of course she's like outside, you know, even though we had no formal appointment, I don't think she even thought she was going to be there that day. And she never goes there on Mondays. I'm like, of course she's outside. And that to me is just, again, this, like, it's like, I can't, like, if you try to plan everything, so we're so in the habit of trying to, like, lay everything out, guarantee us a quote-unquote a win is what I'm hearing to say out loud, right? So, like, we're you know, we're trying to guarantee a win, or trying to guarantee success. And when we do that, we can, you know, we end up squashing the energy, right? We can end up minimizing the energy, and we can end up, you know, stopping. So if I had tried to figure out, which I was like doing, I had done a check-in, like, is she going to be there? I don't think she's going to be there. But like, if we try to figure it out and be like, oh, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? We end up squashing the energy. And like, I can't, you know, if I do that, I end up, you know, blocking the magic and miracles that the universe wants to bring in. And so there was something just so beautiful about that whole experience of like, okay, like, I didn't know she was going to be there. I happened to be there. The odds of me being there, she was literally stopping by there for like 2 minutes. So the odds of me being there at that exact time on that exact day when she was not meant to be there, where she wasn't planning on being there, you know, are so slim. But again, that's when it's like, when something's aligned, every door opens for you, right? Every, like, red carpet is laid out, and just everything just opens up. And so that was just something that was just a really beautiful experience to see. And it's just something, a seed I want to plant. So if we backtrack, when I was in Colorado, something else fun happened while I was out there. Several things, actually. But I ended up, I ended up missing my flight when I was out there. And most of us, you know, again, we're conditioned to think of, oh, missing a flight, that's a bad thing, right? And, you know, myself included, okay, it's not ideal to miss your flight, right? But as I was going through this experience, my guides kind of just kept whispering in my ear, just trust us, okay? Just trust us, like, this is going to work out. Like, so what I didn't realize, and so anyone flying into Denver, there's a section in Denver in one of their terminals where they literally have, they go up to gate 95. And so I think it's from like gate 30 or 40 to 95. So you're literally walking, you know, 50, 60 gates easily. if your gate happens to be gate 95, or in my case, gate 90. And so I didn't realize that. And anyone knows that how I travel, many times I travel and I cut things very close. And so, you know, it was one of those things where I ended up, you know, I'm walking and I'm just running out of time, and everything that could have, you know, quote unquote gone wrong, which wasn't really going wrong, but anything that, you know, I ended up getting delayed with the car rental company. I ended up I couldn't find where to walk through security. I mean, just stupid things that should have been easy, but all of that was, you know, wasn't working. And what ended up happening when I got to gate 90 is the flight was still there. But of course, anyone that knows FAA regulations knows that the way that it tends to go is that you can't get on the flight. You know, you don't want to open the doors. Once the doors are closed, they won't open the doors. So basically, you know, there's a man in front of me who also missed the flight. and he's yelling at them, and he's having, you know, he's showing up how I used to show up when I, you know, when stuff like this would happen. And it was so interesting because this woman was trying to help him, but something happened where she couldn't even get into his booking to try to rebook him on another flight. So he ends up, you know, he's mad, and he ends up having to walk all the way down by customer service, which is nowhere near gate 90. And I'm just standing there very calm, and my guides are kind of just whispering in my ear, like, it's going to work out just fine. Just, like, relax and chill out. I'm like, okay. And I'm even choosing, so in my mind, I'm choosing, yes, it's going to work out just fine. Like, you know, like, she's going to be able to rebook me right here. Like, in my mind, I'm, like, consciously thinking of that, right? Because it's really important to notice what our thoughts are in these situations. So I'm like, nope, she's going to be able to pull up my reservation. She'll be able to book me right on the spot. No big deal. And I even asked, like, my guides, like, you know, because I'm like, if they're going to charge me, maybe I'll stay one extra night in Denver. And so basically, they're like, no, just wait and see. What ends up happening is she ends up just rebooking me for free in an economy plus section on the next flight to Idaho. So it's one of those things, again, it was a strong lesson in trust. It was a strong lesson in alignment. It was a strong lesson in just staying calm and staying peaceful. And it was just one of those things. It was just really, really beautiful. So we are going to continue this conversation after the break. You are listening to Truth Talk, and I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more lessons from the road. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Welcome Welcome back to Truth Talk. I'm your host, Deb Acker. Today we are talking about lessons from the open road. And I'm really talking, before the break, we were talking about this idea of there being no good or bad, right? That everything that's happening is in our highest good, and everything that's happening is aligned, even if it's not what you, quote unquote, want to happen. And so before the break, I was talking about this missing my flight. And the alignment that happened with that, even though obviously, you know, it wasn't quote unquote ideal, but there's a way that, you know, you can turn. So part of how I turned this into a fun experience was allowing it to show me how much I can trust. Right. So, you know, this experience of, you know, getting rebooked on a flight for free by all, and it was actually with United, which is even more funny because it's like, okay, you know, all the airlines, it's like, oh, United, but I guess, you know, United is changing how they're showing up for their customers, which is really awesome. But, you know, just, I was rebooked for free, so it didn't cost me anything extra. I changed my car rental in Idaho, again, didn't cost me anything extra. And I literally only ended up having an hour and a half, 2 hours to, you know, before the next flight, which gave me time to kind of relax and just ease back in, take some deep breaths, you know, from having to try to get to gate 90 as I was walking. And so it was really, really fun because for me, it was such a lesson in how supported I am that I can totally trust that even when I'm like, oh, you know, like, is this going to work out? That even when that's the case, it's totally going to work out. So, you know, it's just, it was just one of those beautiful examples, right? One of those beautiful things where I was like, okay, like this is, wow, like I'm totally fully supported. And a beautiful example in creating my reality. So it's one of those things where, you know, like I said, the man in front of me who also missed the flight, he, you know, he's creating a reality that's difficult. He was creating a reality where he had to fight for what he wanted. And, you know, you can choose that and that's absolutely fine. And if you feel like getting mad at someone is actually going to get your way, or, and if that's a paradigm that served you in the past, like I said, I know that that was an old paradigm I was running for a long time, you know, and that serves you, that's absolutely your choice. And I can tell you that there is a prime opportunity that you can also choose the reality of ease, right? You can choose a reality of flow. You can choose a reality where you're not working hard to get what you want, right? And this is an example of like, you know, where initially when I was in Albuquerque, I ended up kind of running around that day. I was very scattered. I wasn't as organized as I needed to be to make sure that I used my time in Albuquerque as wisely as I would have liked to. And then I set the intention from like that point forward that I would make it easy, right? That I would walk in and the first, you know, place I'd feel into where I was going to go and the first place I'd walk into, it would be aligned and they would end up saying yes. And I chose to create that. And that is exactly what I ended up creating just from, you know, from that choice. And so, you know, I say that to you because I want to plant the seed that you can create it both ways, right? One of them's a lot more fun. One of them's a lot more easy. One of them's a lot more, you know, more comfortable. And so you can absolutely create it that way, or you can create it the hard way, right? And you get to choose, you know, you get to choose what that looks like. So just know that, you know, either way you can choose it, but you get to choose what that looks like. And, you know, so that was just a really beautiful example, again, returning back to that trust, right? Knowing that how aligned I am, knowing that, you know, the universe wants things to be easy for me. The universe, it just like it wants things to be easy for all of us, right? It wants us to have exactly what we want. And when we buy into this reality that we get to have exactly what we want and that we get to create an ease-filled life where we're fully supported, we create that, right? And if you buy into the opposite reality, which is absolutely your prerogative and your choice, you can create that too. And so, you know, one of the other fun things that happened when I was in Denver is I ended up, there was a guy last year that I actually met in New Mexico in Albuquerque. And he had, you know, we had exchanged numbers. He got my number and we, you know, he was like, if you're ever in Denver, look me up. And so we ended up going out on a date. And I know it was interesting to have this experience because, you know, the old me in dating was always trying to like sort of prevent against, like I wasn't living so much in the present, right? And being intuitive, I mean, it's a challenge I've always had, right? Because being intuitive, like I've always known if someone's not right for me or someone feels not right for me, you know, as a part, as long-term partner. And then what I've historically done is not allowed myself to enjoy the moment or not, you know, just kind of not gone with the flow and just basically said no versus like just enjoying the moment and allowing it to be exactly what it is, right? And so in this time around, I decided to make a new choice, right? I decided that I was going to like live in the moment, right? And live in the present versus living 6 months, a year, however far out for someone that is not currently in my life. And so it was really, really fun to go on the date with this person because it was fun to see all of the old patterns and paradigms that I had forgotten about. That, you know, it was a really, really good reminder of some of these beliefs that I've had, you know, around dating. And let me tell you, you know, so for anyone who's ever put, you know, dating on pause, and I know there's a lot of women out there that, you know, it's like we decide to take a pause and the pause in the moment is very warranted. You know, you need to take a pause. You need to work on yourself, you know, all those things. And then we kind of end up on this permanent pause where we don't end up ever, you know, moving towards or moving, you know, forward. And you just kind of end up, you know, you're working to have that person come into your life, but you're also just sort of not really doing anything actively to actually be in relationship with someone, even if they're not the right person. And so what was fun about this was like, okay, going on a date gives me the opportunity to practice being relational with another human being. And so much of the work that I've done on myself has all been energetic because obviously I'm an energy healer and I love energy and I love playing with energy and using that to create our world. And there is such value in having human interaction, right? There's such value in having human connection. And so it was so fun to have that experience of like, okay, wait, like I'm going to actually, you know, be connecting with another being and I get to see like what, how he shows up for me, you know, how, like, so how, what work I've done thus far that, you know, changes how this person shows up for me, even though, you know, I mean, he doesn't have any context at all, but you know, just, is he showing up for me in a way? Like he was like, I'll come pick you up. Like he, so ways that he was just like, no, like I'll, you know, I'm happy to do X, Y, Z. Right. So that was cool because, historically I've kind of done more of the work of like I'll come to you and, you know, I've done a lot of the, sort of like the way I like to describe it is sort of like, let me show you how to date me. And again, that's an old pattern, right? It's an old pattern of being in the masculine because when we are in the masculine, we are very attuned to, you know, like when you're in the masculine, you fill the space, right? So being in the feminine means we create open space. So it means I'm not going to tell you how to date me or what you need to do here. You figure it out, right? And when those roles are, when we're actually aligned and in, you know, and again, it's not hardcore black and white. So it's not like you're always in your feminine or you're always in your masculine, right? There's a time and place for both. But knowing, as a woman, knowing how to be in the feminine, I can tell you there's something really, truly amazing, delicious about it because all of a sudden you're no longer having to do all the work in the relationship. You've got someone who's actually stepping up and showing up for you the way that we all deserve to be shown up for. And so it was very interesting to see all these old paradigms and to see, okay, what energies that still need to be cleared, where it's just an old conditioning. So I'll tell you like one of the things where the old conditioning came up. So, you know, I've cleared my abandonment pattern and I will say my old conditioning, my thought process, and I want to walk you through this so that you can be aware of your own thought processes, whether it's in these situations or it's in others, right? So, you know, when I'm experiencing this, I begin to notice, become very conscious of like these thought processes that I'm having within myself. And those thought processes go like, you know, like, okay, when, like as we're saying goodbye, right? It's like, am I going to see this person again? When am I going to see him again? you know, I'm noticing, I become hyper aware of how they're, you know, we're closing out our, you know, this, our time together. Like, I just become hyper aware of these signs. So what ends up happening, though, is also I end up, like, you know, it ends up feeling going into a trigger, right? Because I end up feeling like my chest is tightening, and the little girl in me wants to hold on really tightly. And that, for me, is all the old way of showing up, right? And so that's, like, old way that I've been conditioned over and over and over again to feel safe. What ends up happening is I end up creating the exact opposite of the experience I actually want to have. But, you know, subconsciously in some way, I'm like, okay, I feel, you know, it makes me feel safe. And so in this experience, I ended up doing that. And then, you know, I had the opportunity. So as I was leaving him, I had the opportunity to basically choose again, right? And so what I've forgotten that's, again, oh, wait, that's how I show up. Oh, my gosh. So that's good to know. And then what ended up happening was I was like, oh, right. That's how I choose to show up. And there's an energy right now that's on the planet. It's a really important one to mention is, you know, when you've cleared that pattern for yourself, or you've shifted a pattern, sometimes you literally will show up differently and you won't have to do anything, but sometimes literally you have to choose out of it, even though it's clear. So the energy is off of it. But sometimes because of just like you're being unconscious, so you're automatically programmed to show up in this old way. And so it's really, really important to notice, like, if you feel like you have cleared the energy, and I'll let you know, like, sometimes you haven't cleared the energy even though you think you have, right? So it is important, you know, especially if you feel like you're struggling, to work with, you know, an energy healer or work with someone that can support you, right? Like, this is at the heart of the work that I do. I'm able to see if someone's truly cleared the energy off or if not. I will say, too, that one thing that came up in my class this past time around is the way that we use gratitude to actually cover up us going deep. So we go immediately to gratitude. So, you know, we have something that happens that's really hurtful. And instead of us going into the energy and feeling what needs to be felt and expressing what we need to express, instead we go, oh, but I'm really grateful that they showed up that way. And don't get me wrong, folks, there is a time and a place for gratitude in every single moment. And it is not healthy if you literally go and you use gratitude to cover up that pain, or you use gratitude to cover up your voice. Okay. So, you know, again, if you feel like you've been, you know, struggling, or if you feel like, you know, the trigger keeps coming up, it's really important, you know, and I offer just a 30-minute conversation. Like, if you want to talk further about working together, it's a 30-minute pattern identification session. We have a conversation about where you are. I help you identify the patterns that, you know, your most defining patterns that still need to be cleared. And then, you know, we set up a plan of what it would look like to work together. And we even do a one-on-one session if both people feel called towards it, right? So just to kind of plant that seed. But what I noticed in this experience was that I just was in the old habit and the old way of showing up. And so it was really, really important to recognize, okay, wait, I just got to choose out of this now. This is just the old me that just has learned this is how to be safe, but it's not actually true anymore. And so it's one of those things, like, this is what I work with my clients on, especially, like, if you've experienced, you know, abuse or addiction in your household, if you've been left by someone, you know, family member, it might be emotionally, it might be physically, it might be something small, like, you know, your parents went to the grocery store and didn't communicate well, and it might be something big, like, you know, with me, my father had left when I was a young girl. And so all of those, like, those are the things that I work with, right? Because you can have a new experience when you're in relationship, right? You don't have to feel all alone. You can feel supported. You can feel loved. You can have guys, you know, rolling out the red carpet for you and really bending over backwards to have you, to see you and to have you in their life. And, you know, you can have a really amazing relationship. So just to kind of plant that seed. But, you know, part of that whole experience was really, you know, the way, and me owning that and me saying, okay, yeah, no, I want to live in the moment, right? I want to be in this moment. But there's so many times, I think, when I think back, you know, to the way I used to date, kind of like I was putting my life on hold, right? You know, and instead, like, I want to live in every moment, right? I want to dive in. I want to enjoy every moment. I want the opportunity, you know, as I'm dating and, you know, my partner is coming closer, that's the opportunity to practice what it's like in being in a relationship, to practice how I show up as my true self, how I stay in integrity, how I, you know, stay in self-respect, and how I truly love myself no matter what's occurring. And so, you know, again, if you're feeling called, you know, to talk further, like there's no pressure, but I would love to connect with you further. So if you are feeling called to that, you can send me an email at deb@deborahacker.com. That's deb@deborahacker.com. The heart of my work is all working with patterns and pain and trauma and abuse. So, you know, all of that. And, you know, I would love to connect with you further. I'd love to help you identify some of the patterns maybe that you're not seeing clearly in your life, you know, because awareness is the first step. It's not the be all end all, but it is absolutely the first step to changing, changing something in your life, right? Changing something that's not working for you in your life. And so with that, we're going to use these last 5 minutes of the show to do clearing. And so just for anyone that's new to the energy clearing, you know, we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body. And I always say the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And then we're going to expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And again, that's the return to us being an infinite being in a body. It's the return to infinite possibilities, and it's the return to our power. And so if you are operating heavy machinery or you are driving, do not close your eyes. But for everyone else, go ahead and close your eyes. And just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And again, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. Just beginning to connect to the light that's 300 feet above your head. We naturally do this when we pray, so just see, sense, or feel that light. And slowly beginning to allow this liquid light good coming down into your forehead, down past your eyes, down past your nose and ears, down into your mouth and throat. Good. Just golden liquid light coming across your shoulders, down into your heart. Good. Into your solar plexus, down your stomach, down into your hips. Allowing this golden liquid light to come down through your legs and out through your feet, and just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just coming back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And one more time, just coming down, filling your entire face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down into your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And then back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso and up through your face, and expanding that light from above and below, extending that into the room that you're in. And you see that light expanding further and further and further across the entire city that you're in. Good. And extending out further and further and further out into the entire state or country you're in, wherever you are. And expanding out further and further and further from your heart all the way out to the entire continent you're on, wherever you are. Good. And then just expanding out further and further and further out into the entire world, past all the countries, past all the continents, just super, super, super big. And expanding out all the way out to the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars. And now I want you to see, so just for example, everywhere that you're not going with the flow, see that coming out of your body. And I want you to breathe in truth, breathe in light, and breathe in flow. So breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in flow. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in flow. And everywhere you're not allowing, so everywhere you're not allowing the highest and best good for the universe just to fully, truly support you, exhaling that out and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, and breathing in allowing. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, and breathing in allowing. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in allowing. And everywhere and somewhere you're not trusting, right? You're not trusting that things are in the highest good. You're not trusting that everything's in alignment. Just exhaling that out and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, and breathing in trusting. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in trusting. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in trusting. And just everywhere you're trying to define things as good and bad, as right and wrong, right? Instead of just seeing the alignment in it all, instead of seeing the good in it all, just exhaling that out and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. and just slowly bringing, feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor, slowly bringing your energy back into your body, taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, feeling your body where you are sitting. Slowly opening your eyes. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you're commenting on the show or like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth Guide. And also you can obviously contact me for the 30-minute session that I mentioned. And, you know, we're going to start, I think we're going to start a different format starting in September. So the first September, first Wednesday of each month, what I'm planning on doing is having callers call in. So if you are feeling called to, I would love to support you. I'm probably going to be doing stuff with energies as well. But what I'm thinking is either the first or third Wednesday, we're going to do call-in callers. And then the other Wednesday, we're going to keep the format of energy. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay tuned for more details on that. And then I'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune into Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.